Are you constantly struggling with how to function in society? Do you need someone to make you laugh on occasion? Are you wanting to share your thoughts and opinions? Well, have I got a show for you. My name is Garrett, host of Garrett Talks to Himself, a segmented, interactive podcast where I do all of these things. Head to anchor.fm/GTTH to subscribe wherever you listen. I'll be waiting.
Hello and welcome to another episode of My Drunk Movie Theater. I'm Kyle Sutton.
I'm Trisha Campbell.
And so we had to delay this week's episode because you had to work. Would you like to tell everybody why you wound up having to work more days than you normally would this week?
So one of our coworkers, his roommate, was, well, I finally got confirmed yesterday that the roommate tested positive, but as of Monday, when I went in to do bookings like I normally do, his roommate, we knew, had been exposed. And so he was going to, okay, so this was Monday. So he was going to get a test on Wednesday. So Wednesday rolls around, at which I was not supposed to work Wednesday. And I was working Thursday, though. So we had planned, actually we hadn't planned yet, but anyway.
We did not.
We hadn't crossed that bridge yet. So I was not supposed to work Wednesday, but I basically got the heads up, hey, if he tests positive, we need someone to work. Because you couldn't be there till 5.
Right.
And someone had to open the building. So I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I fully expected to not have to work because he had told me he and his roommate work opposite hours. And from the time that his roommate found out that he was exposed, I guess he also hadn't been feeling very good. He had isolated himself in the bedroom. And our coworker had said that he had a hidden stash of disinfectant wipes that every time his roommate used the bathroom, he'd sneak in there and wipe everything down. So I was like, you're probably fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
Wednesday rolls around and our boss is like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to get there to open the building. I don't know what's going on with him yet. I haven't heard. Can you just go open the building and we'll go from there?
Right.
Sure. Come to find out, a coworker woke up with a headache that morning and was worried. And so despite getting a negative test, decided he wanted to quarantine for a few more days and take another test. So that meant that I worked Wednesday. I worked my scheduled shift Thursday and Friday, and then I had to take his shift Saturday.
Yeah.
So, which means 4 days in a row, which some people are like, yeah, whatever. And there was a time I would have been like, yeah, whatever. I have not worked full-time since March. I ain't used to this anymore.
Right.
I was a little worn out by the time we got to yesterday. Saturday. Well, still don't know what's going on there. He ended up not getting a test until Monday. So we still don't know what's going on with him.
No.
But the other person they live with tested negative, so we'll see.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, so, but that's when we realized, like, we have no time. I'm working all these evenings. You work during the day.
Yeah.
We have no overlapping time off until today, Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and we could have done it last night, but last night was movie night to make up for Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So, which we watched The Untouchables, which is still one of my favorites. Trisha, what did you think of that last night?
I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Good. Good. I'm glad. Sean Connery and his lack of accent, or lack of Irish accent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which I still maintain his kind of light at that point in his life Scottish accent is better than the, as I compared it to, Lucky Charms Irish accent that the other dude had.
Yeah,
Like, even I'm sitting here going, that is one of the most, like, worst, most stereotypical Irish accents I've ever heard in my life. I've never, ever, I can't say I've ever met an actual Irish person, but I've never heard an actual Irish person speak like that.
Right.
So, no.
Yeah.
At that point, Sean Connery's Scottish accent is closer to being accurate than that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. So while you were having to deal with, getting your work shift and work life schedule sorted out again, my cars both decided to crap out on me this week. Battery was completely dead on one, and I don't know how it happened. The only thing I can figure is that my key fob is super, like, stupid. And therefore, when I went to unlock it or something, I popped the trunk instead. And, yeah, anyway, so something happened. It drained the battery completely. Like, I couldn't unlock the door to get in and pop the trunk. And when I finally did get in there, it wouldn't pop the trunk because all of that's electronic, too. Mm-hmm. So then I had to go through the passenger side, lay down the passenger seat, pull down the back seat, and crawl into the back or into the trunk of the car, which, if you guys don't know anything about a Dodge Challenger or really any muscle car, a big boy like myself ain't gonna fit back there easily. So there's a lot of reaching and groping and fumbling around in the dark, and it felt like prom night all over again. And then I'm stuck in a tight spot, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Anyway, yeah, so finally got the trunk open so that I could get to the battery, because as I explained to you and a third party the other day in a text message about all this, the batteries on these newer cars, the bigger engines, are now in the back seat of the, or in the trunk of the vehicles. Anyway, so in trying to jumpstart it with my truck, I wound up killing the alternator on my truck. So there I was, stranded. Wound up getting it started just enough. I was thinking maybe it was just out of gas before we went ahead and diagnosed the alternator. Mm-hmm. Wound up getting out to the street that turns off of my neighborhood to get out to the main roads. Wound up getting stuck there, having to have a neighbor help push it into, like, onto the curb, like, at a stop sign. And then getting my father-in-law to take me to work, to then have Crystal take me to work for the job with you all, which I'm already stressed out and pissed. And I got stuck with an idiot with 15, like, vehicles to deal with at the motor vehicle line. So that didn't help. And she was spouting off conspiracy theories, and I just wanted to end my life right then and there. And then I got to work with you guys. We said goodbye to 2.0. He's moving on to bigger and better things, we think, maybe. So good luck to him. And so while I'm there, while we're having cake and saying goodbye and this, that, and the other, my phone is now blowing up, and I don't know it because it's charging. Everything's going dead in my life. Just the electricity of it is just going. Charging my phone, Dev. My mom had texted me, called me. My stepdad had called me, and then Crystal was trying to get a hold of me about 16 different ways, to which I finally find out, apparently the neighbor's house who we stopped the truck in front of called the cops to have it towed. Because one, I had stopped by and tried to get them to answer and say, hey, this is what's going on. I apologize. I'm going to get it out of here later on, probably be tomorrow. I'm just letting you know. Yeah. But apparently it covered just over the edge of the driveway, and that just didn't sit well with them, I guess. So, you know, because they need all the room to get out. Anyway, and then to add to it, the truck is still was still registered to my granddad, because I haven't had the money to get it titled and tagged yet, which I finally did. That's now straightened out. But they called my granddad because the cops thought the truck was stolen and left there by somebody. And I'm going, great. So, yeah. So, needless to say, my mom and stepdad, thank you guys again for coming to the rescue and moving the truck back and replacing the alternator and doing all that. So, that was my week, which felt like hell.
Who goes to automatically call the cops that quickly? Like, if there's a strange car, like, in a weird place, or at least a car I don't recognize in a weird place on my street, I'm like, okay, someone has a friend over, and that's annoying, but...
Yeah.
I'd wait till the next day to do anything about it, because generally the next day it's gone.
Yeah. I think it's an elderly couple that lives in this house, and if I ever catch them, I will go, you know, that truck is down the street every single day. I know you've seen it. I know you've looked down this way. I've waved to you as I've gone past. You know whose truck this is. Fuck you. Anyway. Yeah, it was irritating. And the people that helped me, though, were super nice. Very, very thankful to them. Almost renewed my faith in humanity until the other house called the cops on my truck. So, anyway. But before all that, I have to go back one full week to talk about a private event that we had that I can only describe as being just almost janky as fuck.
Say chaotic, but yeah.
Yeah, chaotic.
But I don't have first-hand experience with this group, so.
You don't.
I just have your text that you sent me tonight.
Yes. So we had this group. They were scheduled to come in at 6. They had it till 8, which is all well and good.
Which, to anyone who isn't doesn't pay attention to what's going on in the movie industry right now, because I know we're not the only ones.
Right.
One of the ways movie theaters are desperately trying to make some money to help out is doing pretty cheap rentals. Like, generally, if you rent a theater, I'm assuming it's the same for any other chain as ours. Generally, if you want to rent a movie theater, which does happen, you have to pay for every single seat in that auditorium.
Yeah.
So it's expensive, which is why it generally doesn't happen a ton. And it's usually big groups or, you know, school field trips, whatever.
Yeah, groups that are going.
But now we're talking like $150 versus like $1,000. So we have a lot.
Yeah.
Which we had a rental last night for The Dark Knight, which turned out to be 2 people.
More power to them.
They just rented out a theater just to watch it for just the 2 of them. And we're like, cool.
I guess when you have the extra income, you might as well. So
we had another rental at the same time that was a gaming rental that for a kid's birthday party that was chaotic. The parents hung out by the bar for a while and took them forever to clean up. And I was worried we weren't going to get them out in time for the next one.
Right.
Because they left all their trash. But
yeah. So anyway, so this group came in and one of the girls in this group had shown up. She was wearing like a one piece jumper, like that you'd almost see that you'd see on like a dancer or a figure skater. Not like as spangly, but it was like red with white design all over it. And I'm just going, okay, is this a early Christmas party? Like, what's going on? Then another gal showed up in, like, formal wear, like a red evening gown, a prom dress, whatever you want to call it. Another guy showed up in his black suit. People kept showing up to this thing, getting gussied up, and, like, there were several women there that were, like, dressed like they were going to a premiere. Anyway, so I come to find out this group is there basically like an awards show or something, but it's a local talent agent, fashion designer, whatever.
I was gonna say most of the rentals we get are just under a person's name. It's just an individual that's rented out a theater. This one, I'm not gonna call the name out obviously, but it was a person's name, Productions.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, this isn't just like somebody. This isn't just like, hey, my kid's birthday is during all this crap, and I want to do something special, or.
Yeah.
You know, I'm paranoid and I don't want to share a theater with strangers, so I'm going to rent it out. Like, this, I knew this was going to be something different, but I assumed it was some sort of, you know, they'd filmed a short movie or something and wanted to share it, or some sort of Christmas party, which we've had.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, no. So anyway, so they like had a little photo area set up with like a little red carpet and gold on the, you know, sash behind it on the banner. Like doing all this, like trying to make it look almost as glitzy as possible, but on the cheap. And so it just kind of came off as tacky. Anyway, so they needed like multiple tables from us for certain things.
I don't remember seeing in any of the email chain. So
no. They wound up commandeering like 2 folding tables and then 2 of the high top bar tables that we have out there in the lobby that people usually sit at, you know, and have a drink. Commandeered those so that way they could give out their party favors. Trisha, the party favors. I wish I could just share a picture of this with our audience, like if we had done this as video. Their party favor bag had in it a bottle of water, a little...
Not like a fancy water bottle, like a plastic water bottle you'd get out of like a vending machine.
Like an Ozarka water bottle type bottle, like cheap 35-cent bottle of water.
Disposable plastic bottle.
Okay. number two item in here, and this is what pissed me off, but they did wind up spending money at the bar, so it almost balanced out. But she gave everybody a little plastic bag tied off full of popcorn.
Not our popcorn.
Her own popcorn. To which I'm going, this totally defeats the purpose of you renting the damn auditorium. Like, why? But then there was a third thing. There was a third thing in there. And this made me question whether or not it was an award show, an anniversary thing for her business, or if it was trying to get new investors, maybe some of these people. Anyway, I'm just going to read this to you. So the blank, blank, blank TV network, this person's trying to start their own television network, is a network with various interesting genres to view. You name it, we have the perfect match for you for all ages. We can provide business advertisement, event promotions, commercials, product placement, show placement, films, shorts, docs, fashion show, fitness show, stage play, music video, and etc. Here's where it gets wonky. 13.5 million viewers on Roku, and we are in seven counties. Not countries. Counties.
Counties.
Counties. Seven counties. 13.5 million viewers on Roku. First off, I just want to know who's watching this particular bit.
But I can't say that I know the number off the top of my head, but I feel like in the entire Kansas City metro area, there's not even 13 million people.
Correct. Correct. We're coming to about like 2 million.
And you could argue that depending on how far you count the metro to be, you could probably count seven counties to
include that. So here are the seven counties that they are located in. Notice which one, and when I say counties, I'm joking, it's actually countries. One of them is not near the top, which is totally surprising, but here we are. We are in Chile, Argentina, United States, so it's number three. Couldn't even be the first one out. El Salvador, Germany, Colombia, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Peru, Guatemala, rest of world. Panama, Mexico, Ireland, Canada, UK, and France. Let's think about this for a minute. First off, the United States wasn't even number one on there, which, okay, whatever. I can kind of let that slide. Rest of world. You'd already come this far. You might as well have named a few more and put a the in there. Just reading through this, I'm like, this just, like, I appreciate the entrepreneurial, mindset, but at the same time, I'm going, why? What is your TV network? And I have not done the research yet, and I should, but holy cow. So this thing is set up to be like a full-on, like, award show. So like they had two people emceeing the thing like you would see at the Oscars, and they had, but the thing is, they did not have a stage, so they're not above everybody, they're down below everybody, because you know how our theater's laid out.
Let's be clear, one thing we figured out very quickly is that you pointed it out to me, this should have been in an event space, to which my reaction was, ain't no way there was an event space that's cheaper than our auditorium rentals right now.
Yeah. To which, so I said,
there's no reason we should have hosted this other than the fact that we were cheap.
Exactly. And boy, did it show. Because they were expecting, like, I'm not going to go ahead and say, like, full-on, like, production-level lighting. But I had to run up and down the stairs several times to just bring the lights down or up for whatever moment.
I mean, have these people never been in a movie theater?
Apparently
not. It's dim lighting anywhere in the building, in and outside the auditoriums.
No.
There's not like a magic button that we can click from downstairs to adjust the lighting. That's all done upstairs.
Yeah.
Or via computer preset that we program.
Yeah.
According to a movie, i.e. we have cues to bring the lights down. We have trailer cue, a feature cue, and a credit cue. And then end of show cue to bring it back up. Like, that's how this works. It has to be programmed into a playlist set to a certain time on a file that we're playing.
Right.
A movie, a trailer, etc. This no, we don't have some like magical lighting board that you would have at like a theater. like a stage like actual, production theater,
like an event space, or yeah. like at the very yeah. least, you know, like a stage theater, or anyway. So yeah, so I have to run up and down the stairs to get the lights for them at certain points. So first off, they had this dance routine going on, and I like sent you a video because you couldn't believe it. I'm like, this kid is doing a dance routine, and he was good. I'm just like, this is just not the place this poor kid should be showcasing his talents. I'm just like, man. Then, okay, so at one point they had a girl singing live. So they brought in their own PA system for that part, all that. She sang. Well, during halfway through her song, the little gal that I mentioned earlier in like the big long one-piece ice skating outfit came running upstairs and goes, can you turn the lights down? Because it's kind of a slower song and this, that, and the other. Like, I'm like, are you wanting like a singular spotlight on her? Because I'm like, if I go any lower than this, they won't be able to see her. You know? Anyway, so then I had to bring them back up, and then I had to bring them back down for their little video at the end that they played that lasted 30 minutes. And it was basically just all the content and all the events that they're going to be at this year, and such as, you know, like wedding shows and all this other stuff. And I'm going, why? Like, I'm having to do, you expected a lot more out of this than what we are able to provide. They didn't complain any. But I did have to swap out two laptops while I was upstairs for them. They did not have the video content that they were supposed to have ready until like just before it was supposed to play. And then just to add to it, at one, they didn't go in like, so they had the space from 6 to 8. They didn't go into like 7, almost 7:30. It was ridiculous. I should have had Megan come on today to talk about this, because she was there and she was like, are you serious? It was just bizarre. Anyway, but yeah, I witnessed this whole thing and I'm going, I get, like, the world's shut down right now. Is this really like the time to be doing this sort of thing? Like, yeah, like, I don't think
most of our rentals are like, you know, the gaming rentals are generally, you know, trying to find some sort of way to celebrate a kid's birthday.
Yeah.
Or trying to, just wanting to watch a movie together and be safe. Like, that's most of what's coming in. Or yesterday we had a group that, it was like a church youth group that usually goes to some sort of a conference every year, but obviously they can't this year, and so they did it like online. And so they just wanted a place to still get their small youth group together to watch whatever presentation they had. And they just set up a laptop and they went and they had it all ready to go, and we didn't hear a peep from them until they left.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's one other side story in all this, because as I'm trying to deal with this and their lighting situation, some lady comes and complains she's in one of our Christmas movies. Whatever was in 14 last week. I don't remember. Anyway.
Nothing was in 14 last week. The heat's broken.
15 then. Whichever one. Whichever one. Down that way. It was one of those two.
I don't know.
The kids, Christmas movie.
Elf, probably.
Maybe, yeah. Anyway. This lady comes up and complains to me that there are a pair of teenagers in front of her and her 12-year-old daughter making out the entire movie. And I'm sitting here going, okay. Like, my initial thought is, did he whip his dick out in front of everybody? Like, is she butt-ass naked there in the seat getting plowed? Like, if they're just making out, like, teenagers make out in movie theaters. Been happening since the advent of the movie theater. What do you care? Tell your kid, yeah, you'll be doing that in a couple of years and I'll beat your ass when I see it. So just keep watching the movie. Like, mind your damn business. Like, they're, as long as they're not making a bunch of noise.
Right.
Anyway, so I don't have time to go deal with this because I'm still busy dealing with the light thing. So I have to send our kitchen guy last week to go handle it. Apparently, he went in, caught them. Like, apparently, homeboy was actually, like, at this point, almost laying on top of the girl. And he walked up there and he goes, excuse me, sir, you're kind of causing a scene and people are watching with their kids. So you need to stop. So they stopped making out, but he still laid there. And so Donut had to sit there and look at this guy and go, I'm not leaving until you sit up in your seat. Like, man. So like he came back and told me that. I'm like, oh, this movie theater, blocking C-blocking kids since 1999. It's been great. I'm just like, I'm glad that certain things during the pandemic have not changed and that's one of them. Like that's what I'm happiest about. So anyway, well, since you've worked the last few days, you told me to remind you.
Yes.
You have some things that happened.
So I had to take coworker shift yesterday.
Yes.
Which meant I had to open the building. And the thing is, our schedule keeps getting changed where only one person opens the building for the first half hour we're open. I don't like it. It means I can't go back and cook food if anyone asks for it. I can't, if someone has a problem, if there's a problem with the projector, I can't go up and take a look at it. If something happens, I can't leave the stand. Like I'm stuck. I don't like it. So yesterday, I'm getting the building ready and I see a car pull up and they're tugging on the doors. I'm like, whatever. It's still 10 minutes before we open. All of a sudden I turn around and there's people in the lobby. One of the doors didn't latch. So I was like, I'm so sorry. We're not open till 12:30. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, can we just go to the bathroom and we'll wait. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Well, about 12:20-ish. I was like, okay, I'm pretty much ready to go. Y'all are just standing there. Like, just come on. I'll go ahead and help you. And before I go, unlock the doors. Like, oh, okay, thank you. Well, they start ordering, and it's like a grandma, a mom, and I think it was like two or three little kids. And the mom starts ordering fries. And I was like, I'm the only one here, so I really shouldn't leave to go to the kitchen. But tell you what, door's unlocked. I can drop some fries. It takes 3 minutes. No big deal. She's like, oh, okay, thank you. And then proceeds to, after ordering the three orders of french fries, then proceeds to order funnel cake fries, a chicken sandwich, which we fry the chicken, which takes 6 minutes, a hot dog and a hot dog and fry combo. And I'm like, great, I've already told them I'll do this, so I'm just gonna have to try to get this put together as fast as I can, get them their food, and then go on my door. So I get back there, and I also was popping popcorn, so I literally had to run back to the kitchen, drop the chicken patty, run back up, dump the popcorn, and take care of that, and then run back to the kitchen and finish assembling everything else.
So you had to play the real life Diner Dash.
Yes. So I have everything all laid out. I had it timed out well that they were all done, but I knew I couldn't carry everything at once. So I was carrying them out to the counter, like two at a time. And they were all the way on the other side of the lobby, even though I told them where it was going to come out. But whatever, par for the course. So bring the first two out. I go back in. I grab two more. Carry it out. That's when I flag them down. Like, hey, I'm starting to bring your food out. I look over, and there's a couple standing in the lobby. Someone else had gotten in. And I'm like, ah. So they kind of look at me, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you. So then I have to go out, and I have to finish up. And I bring it all out, and I go up there. Well, and at this point, it's past time that I'm supposed to unlock the doors, but these people have already been waiting, so I was like, okay, I'll take care of them real quick, and then I'll go. So, turns out that this dude worked for our company, I don't know where, another location. They were super nice. But it was, I technically unlocked the doors 15 minutes late because of this.
Yeah.
So, it's like, okay, fine. So, I get up there. By the time I get up there, there was another family starting to walk in. I get the doors unlocked. Luckily, they went to the bathroom. So I got back to the stand and was kind of had a moment. And as I'm helping them, one of our furloughed employees had wanted to come visit our GM who was out of town. So I had to tell them, hey, they're not here. And then they tried to start up a conversation with me. And I was like, I'm working. I'm actively helping a customer. I cannot talk to you. I'm happy that you brought candy for our boss, but I need you to put it under the counter. And I need to help customers.
Is,
good to see you. Bye.
I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So, and I feel mean being that curt with them because they're special needs. And I know I'm one of the few that actually has the patience for this person, but I was like, I can't do this right now. Yeah. I'm already stressed. I'm already in the middle with customers. Like, I can't. So luckily they left that argument and was like, okay, sorry, bye. Well, then the mom of the family, the first family I helped, came up and started telling me there's no picture in their theater, which it's the pre-show. So I told her, I'm sure it'll be fine, you know, once the movie starts, but I'll go check on it when it does start. And I'm like, there should be picture, why isn't there picture? Like, and it's a projector that has a tendency to have an issue and just shut off randomly at times. So I'm sitting here like, I'm alone down here. I can't go check on it. And their movie starts when the next person's supposed to be here. Two people are supposed to be there at one of which had already texted me saying they were running late. So I was just like, somebody needs to get here.
Yeah.
Because another customer had walked up and wanted a kitchen food. And I was like, I cannot go back there and cook it. I'm alone. 10 minutes and someone will be here if you want to come back and order it. Luckily, he was super nice. So by the time Donut got there at one, I was like, hey, good to see you. I got to go check on the projector. And just booked it out.
Right.
And he was just like, oh, okay, whatever. Turned out everything was fine, but I was like, whatever. At least the check is good. Okay. Well, so after that hectic start to the day, everything seemed okay. And then we had our first showing of Vanguard, the Jackie Chan movie.
Right.
Now, we had some confusion when we first got it. We got four different versions of it, which usually isn't a big deal, but the files aren't labeled the same way all of our other movies come in are. So I didn't know at first what version I was supposed to use. So yeah. I kind of guessed I picked two of them that I thought were the ones one of them was going to be the ones we were going to show, and I sent them to the projectors. Thursday morning, the day of our first show, we finally got an email explaining what the different versions were. One is completely in Mandarin, one is completely dubbed. The movie itself is supposed to be half English, half Mandarin. One version is completely Mandarin. One version is dubbed English, and another one is half English, half Mandarin with English subtitles.
Right.
So we finally figure out we're supposed to be showing the English with Mandarin and subtitles, which is not one of the ones I had transferred. So I had to go back and do all that last minute Thursday.
Yeah.
So this is now Saturday. Now we have two theaters showing Vanguard. One is on our biggest screen and one is on our MX4D screen. So I know we sold to the MX4D Thursday night. We did not sell to it at all Friday. So we get to Saturday, first show. Someone comes out and goes, is there supposed to be subtitles? Because there's no subtitles. I'm like, what? I was like, did I put the wrong one? But I don't understand. So by this point, the other manager I was working with had showed up. And he's like, I know there were subtitles on the big screen version. So I don't know. And I go up there and I double check. And it's showing the right version.
Right.
Like the version that they told us to. And it's the same version that's playing on our biggest screen. And that one has subtitles. So I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Lady that complained ended up getting passes and leaving. But I text the manager of a different theater within our chain that I know. And I was like, hey, have you had any issues with this movie? He says, no. But I had to move it to a different screen because the subtitles are really low on the screen and they were getting cut off. I was like, I can't move this to another screen.
Yeah.
This is a special format that's only in this theater. I can't move it.
Right.
So I had to wait for it to end because there was another dude in there that apparently didn't care that either he spoke Mandarin or he didn't care that he couldn't understand half the movie.
Right.
He never complained. Okay. There's a way to zoom the screen out. Other manager thought would work. Didn't work. It's technically a scope movie, which scope versus flat is like, think of it as widescreen versus full screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in scope. So I was like, maybe if I switch it to full, it'll show the whole, nope. Nothing I did showed enough of the picture to include the subtitles. So I had to switch it, and in that particular theater, we are now playing the dubbed version.
Oh,
because it's either that or have half the movie in Mandarin with no subtitles.
Oh, that's...
Which I took a peek at our biggest screen, And even in that one, I mean, this is one of the largest screens in the country, so they tell us. Like, it's huge.
Yeah.
This thing is, like, 4 stories tall.
Right.
The subtitles are so low on the picture that the little bit of the bottom is cut off even in there.
Oh, geez.
You can still read it, which is why no one's complained, because that one we've been selling to a lot. Not a lot, but it's consistently selling something.
Right.
So I'm like, if we can barely get the subtitles in on the biggest screen we have, which is one of the biggest in the city.
Yeah.
What hope does anyone else have? This is stupid.
Jeez.
So yeah, so playing Vanguard in 2 theaters. One has subtitles, one is dubbed.
That's, honestly, that's kind of hilarious, and I'm really glad you had to deal with it, not me, because I would not have known what to do.
I was sitting there panicking, because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I've never zoomed the screen before.
Right.
I know how to do it, because it's on the same, it's literally on the same screen as you focus and everything else. So, I know how to do it, but I didn't know what was going to happen when I hit the button. Is it going to adjust the picture with it on? Is it going to take the picture off? Like, is it the picture going to go black and then come back? And there was a dude in there that hadn't complained. So I was like, I don't really want to mess with this.
Right.
With a dude in there that's not complaining.
Yeah.
So I tried to frantically, we have a couple houses down right now because are having heat issues in them. Mm-hmm. So I tried to transfer it to one of those and it didn't go fast enough. By the time it was done, so was the movie. So then I walked up there and I was like, oh, look, credits, cool. Peek through the window. He was still sitting there. He watched all the credits.
Wow.
Go away. Go away. I need to mess with this. Go away.
Yeah.
And this is all on my day 4 that I wasn't even supposed to be there yesterday.
Oh.
We also had a Pepsi order that we didn't get completely put away. We got the syrup put away.
No. Oh.
And we ended up, both of us were like, I could do the water.
Yeah.
Because Megan has helped me. She's like, I'll do the water tomorrow. But not yet another thing yesterday. Yesterday was a fun day. We were using the cart to take the syrup into the storeroom and just pushing the cart along. And all of a sudden, the wheel bent.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I left early yesterday. As soon as we got through all our rentals.
Right.
I mean, our numbers weren't really all that great, so I wasn't really needed there. So I scheduled off at 8, but once we got through the last rental at 7, about 7:15, I was like, I'm going home. I'm done.
Right.
My turn's done.
I don't blame you. So, all right.
Well, yeah, that was my day yesterday.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right. Well, we kept getting notified about this, and I appreciate the guys, those of you that tagged us in this and all that. It's a thread that's been going around on Twitter. Matt the projectionist. Matt the projectionist. I had a great laugh reading some of those.
Oh, yes. I read about half of it at work yesterday.
Yeah.
Or no, Friday. To a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get finished reading it to him, but I read the whole thing and I was cracking up because as you told the people that tagged us in it, we all have known variations of Matt the projectionist.
Yes. Yeah, it's, and in some instances have been Matt the projectionist, so I think everybody, that's the thing that we need to know this time of year, is that everybody has a little Matt the projectionist inside them, deep down somewhere. Anyway, hold on, I'm trying to find that thread, because one of the ones that had me cracking up. Hold on.
I mean, honestly, if you've never known anyone that works at a movie theater,
yeah,
what we're doing here, this is how people who work at movie theaters are.
Yeah.
Like, you get people who've worked at movie theaters together, we start talking about the theater.
Yeah.
We tell stories. Because it's a weird place to be, man. I don't care what movie theater it is, what chain you work at, where in the world you work at.
Right.
Working in a movie theater is just, it's a weird job.
It's an experience.
It really is.
Yeah. No, this one probably made me laugh the hardest, was Management moved Matt to being an usher, where he used a backpack vacuum on the movie screen, ripping a hole in it. The theater did not have backpack vacuums. He brought his own.
Who just has a backpack vacuum?
Right. Like,
also, don't ever touch a movie theater screen. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Do not touch it.
No touching.
Those things are fragile.
Yep.
They're near impossible to clean. So if you ever spill, like, your drink or something on it, like people have done, it's going to be there pretty much forever.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a big white sheet. If you've ever used a little home projector on a white sheet, you know, it's not just that the projector is not the same quality. Those screens have to be, there's a special reflective coating on it.
Yeah.
They're not just a big white sheet. So yeah. Be very gentle. Do not touch for any reason unless right. You are trained and you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yep. So, yeah. But no, reading through some of those, like I said, hold on. I had another one here that I just...
All the stories of him being banned from the mall and all the different ways.
Oh, right. No. The one where he was challenged to a duel by the former Marine.
Game Store Marine.
That was good. Hold on. Let me find that one. Because it was like a multi-part story.
Being banned from Target and then getting around it by dressing as a Target employee.
Right. Which is funny because I've done that not intentionally, but it really worked out to my favor. Bitch. Let's see. Here we go.
It just made me think of the theater you ran in Texas there for a bit, because there was a Target in that mall. And I remember when we visited you wandering the mall, including buying candy at Target, because the company we worked for at the time didn't give us discounts. So
true.
We went and bought cheap candy at Target and brought it in, because who's going to stop us?
Right? I'm sure not. I'm like, guys, come on. No, I think I actively encourage you. Go down there and get the... Matter of fact, get me something, too, while you're at it. Like, fuck. Let's see. The theater used to show movie series as an event, like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Management had to put a sign up in the break room and hallways that said, Matt isn't allowed to speak about Star Wars, and the sign would change based on the movie series being shown.
I need more info on that particular story.
I do too.
What did he just give, like, bad takes and it made everybody mad? Did he just constantly talk about it to the point that they didn't want to? Did he bother customers about it and they got pissed? Like, I need more info here.
Yeah. Oh, there was another one too that had me, I just about died laughing.
Building cars wrong and destroying it to the point that Disney sent out investigators.
Right?
Like, okay, I've seen some things but you know, I was only a manager under 35 millimeter for like 6 months, something like that. So I can't say that I have a ton of 35 millimeter stories.
Yeah.
But I know lots of people that do have 35 millimeter stories. So I feel like I've heard just about everything you can do to a print. And I've never heard of an investigator being sent out.
Right. Which is amazing, because I will, now that the statute of limitations is over, we received the original Transformers movie, the 2007 movie, two days before it was supposed to open. And they would not give us the codes. So, like, we got to the day before it was supposed to be built up, and we couldn't take it anymore. One of the projectionists went and grabbed like a crowbar and broke the lock off of it. And it was a lock that was specifically assigned to the distributor. And it was like, oh shit.
That's you. I've heard that happening so many times.
Yes. But we built up Transformers and watched it. That was great.
I will never forget the day that I walked upstairs. I used to work Thursday nights regularly, which Thursday nights back in the day were always hectic, because you had to do, that's inventory night. At the time, we didn't have digital signage.
Yep.
So we would get, they're called Mylars. They're the little, they're not paper, but for sake of ease of explaining, the little paper that has the name on it that you would put in a light box. Well, that was up in the box office and above the theater. So we had to do Mylar changes. We had to do inventory. The projectionist had to do print moves, break down old movies, build up new movies. Like, there's a whole host of things that had to be done on Thursday nights. And there was a manager and me that worked every Thursday. It was pretty much the same projectionist. One of two projectionists that would work, because at the time, The projectionist that was working this night was our last booth manager before we went digital, and projectionists were gone. and we worked almost every Thursday night together, and the other manager would do inventory, I would do all the Mylar changes, and this projectionist would be upstairs doing everything upstairs. And he would always get done with inventory first, and he'd go up and help her do print moves and whatnot. And I finished Mylar changes, so I was like, all right, let's go upstairs. We should be about done and out. I walk upstairs, and I take a turn towards the high side booth, and I get a little ways down the hallway, and I immediately start fearing for my life, apparently, because I see manager and projectionist who was a short woman with typical short woman energy. Mm-hmm. Will kill you in a heartbeat.
Yes.
They're sitting on the ground surrounded by film. Loose film.
Yep.
Loose, tangled film. Said manager had decided to move a print by himself because the platters were only about 10 feet apart.
Right.
After being told not to move it by himself. He moved it by himself without clamps. It was one of the Planet of the Apes. Whichever one came out in 2011. I don't remember. Without looking it up. It's not important. It was one of the Planet of the Apes. Not a small movie.
No.
It's quite a large movie. And he tried to move it by himself. It buckled. It fell to the floor. And they had to untangle it. So I got a crash course in breaking down movies because she still had to break down Cowboys versus Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
And so I broke it down. She said, okay, you go home. And I was out because I did not want to be witness to a murder that I knew was inevitably going to happen when she no longer needed him to help her untangle the print.
True.
But no investigator. Nope. Never heard of an investigator coming out to investigate an issue with film. Ever.
Yeah. The Vampire's Assistant, one of my last days at the Belton Theater before I went down to Texas. No, it wasn't one of my last days. It was actually my first like 6 months there. Anyway, so my boss was out of town for the weekend. Bobby, I'm sorry. I think I've told this story before. Vampire's Assistant got a brain wrap on its last showing of the day on a Thursday night. We had to break it down. Except it wrapped, so the brain is basically what feeds the film from the platter into the projector. And it has a mechanism on it that called the brain that you run it through that has a little a reel spool on there that kind of regulates the speed at which the film is being pulled through.
It keeps the tension correct. It adjusts accordingly, which is why it's called the brain, because it's smart.
Yep. Well, apparently it was too smart for its own good. So because it wound up pulling part of
they're
the
not reel. Perfect.
No. They're not. And like, there are days I miss 35 millimeter, and this is one of those days that I wouldn't. So the film gets wrapped around about an inch thick around the brain, which of course basically freezes the whole thing up. It actually burned through the frame it got stuck on the projector. Yeah. So we had to take the brain out, which was a challenge in and of itself because of how much film was wrapped around it. Basically take the film off and try to break down the film from where we could and get it wrapped onto the reels. It got brain wrapped again, and it was so bad that we wound up having to take that portion of the film and unspooling it all the way from the booth, all the way down the stairs, all the way down the hallway past the auditoriums and back around and up again just to get it to where we could actually reel it back up. This movie had to have gone through just 40 kinds of hell just in this one moment. And we of course, it didn't help that we sat there and decided to start drinking on the job because it was the end of the night and we were a bunch of alcoholics then.
To anyone curious, it hits a point where wraps, like when the film gets tangled badly enough, the only way to fix it is to literally cut it up.
Yep.
To untangle it, and it's called splicing, but to cut it up and tape it back together.
Yeah.
It's literally the only way to do it without damaging it.
Yeah. So anyway, so this thing I know got scratched to shit. I know it just probably looked 40 kinds of beat to hell. Now granted, The Vampire's Assistant is not one of those movies that anybody's going to be clamoring for a 35 millimeter print of, except for maybe Alamo Drafthouse because of a cult movie night. But I seriously doubt it because I haven't heard anything about that movie since this happened. Anyway, yeah. So we wound up, it took one of the managers that had gone from this theater to our current theater had to come over and help out for the weekend or for the night and helped us do this where we spun it all the way to ground. So we started on a Thursday, didn't stop until like 6 a.m. Friday morning after drinking, after stopping and getting breakfast and then going home and sleeping, coming back on Friday night and basically tearing this whole thing apart. This thing was supposed to be shipped back Friday morning after we opened. Like, there's no reason for it. And I'm sitting there going, like, oh, yep, it's all ready to go now. You know, just anyway, yeah, we've all got our little stories about projection and projectionists, but holy shit.
I know for a fact that there's been projectionists that we've worked with that hid beer up in the booth.
Oh, yeah.
One of our, the same projectionist with the Planet of the Apes incident that I thought was going to kill the other manager, had a plan for if the zombie apocalypse broke out while she was up there, because our booth is split in two. And so we were having a discussion one day, as you do, about which side of the booth we would prefer to be on if the zombie apocalypse broke out, because one side at the time had a working bathroom, no longer working. Right. But at the time, one side had a bathroom, but the other side had the hatch to the roof. So, like, would you rather have a secondary escape route? Yeah. Or would you rather have an actual working toilet instead of having to, like, piss in a bucket and throw it someplace?
Right.
So, not only did she have a plan, I think she wanted the side with the roof access, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But she used to hide food up there just in case. Like, she was prepared for the zombie apocalypse to hit while she was upstairs.
That's hilarious.
Like, and one day she was like, I'm prepared to just be starting movies and y'all not tell me anything. And I'm just sitting up here starting movies for the zombies.
True.
Like, yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be, of course, hitting our Dune book club right out the gate. And then we've got Black Panther 2 starts filming in July. We've got Disney considering moving more of their live action streaming to Disney Plus, or live action remakes to Disney Plus. And then, of course, we got to talk the Wonder Woman news. So stick around.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Michael Rocco.
My name is Raf Stitt.
And who are we, Raf?
We are the host of Straight to DVD.
We are a film review Joker memeing podcast. That's who we are.
Hell yeah, that's what we do.
This is who we are. This is what we do. Come listen to us. You can find us on Instagram at Straight2DVDPod. That's the number two. You can also find us on Apple Music and Spotify. Where else can they find us, Raf?
They can find us wherever they find podcasts, wherever you listen, whether it's, like you said, Apple, Spotify, maybe Google Play.
Twitter?
They can find us on Twitter. Same handle at Straight2DVDPod. Fantastic. You can follow the two of us on Instagram. Michael, what's your handle?
At Michael_Rocco_.
At Raf Stitt, all one word. We hope you come join us for some movie chatter, some banter, hopefully some laughs.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That's about it.
That's it. There's nothing else for us to tell you.
That's all we've got. So we hope to see y'all soon.
Check us out. Goodbye.
All right, we're back. So, Dune chapters 13 and 14. When we last left off,
strategy meeting.
Yes, we had a big meeting, and basically we got bored. Really, what it boils down to. Not that it was super boring; it was just like taking forever to get through all the information and all the strategy, and So. Yeah. These two episodes were, or two episodes, two chapters were super short. Sorry, I've been watching too much TV. These two chapters are super short, basically with following Duke Leto as he, in the first chapter, talks to Tufer Hawat about, you know, what's going on. So Tufer's found a scrap of a note that basically said that you know, whoever the person is that will betray Duke Leto is, you know,
beloved.
Is beloved and all this, that, and the other. Which, of course, Leto thinks it, you know, that they're trying to trick him into thinking that it's Lady Jessica.
Well, he thinks that because Tufer kind of pushed him towards that.
Yeah.
And then when he said it, never discouraged it.
Yeah. So he's playing with it as a real possibility, but at the same time doesn't seem to believe it.
It sounds like he doesn't believe it, but he wants everyone to think he does. Try, because he thinks that if everyone thinks he suspects Lady Jessica, that whoever actually is going to betray him will get too comfy.
Yes.
And give themselves away.
Yeah. So Twitch Twofer is kind of, he's already being hard on himself about the previous incident with the Hunter Seeker coming after Paul. And is trying to kind of figure it out, which to me makes it seem like he might be the one that actually winds up doing the betraying of Duke Leto later on in this book.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like that kind of setup. Like we haven't looked at him enough because we've been left on Dr. Yue for way too long about it. So kind of leaning there. But then the next chapter, again, which is even shorter, is basically a conversation between the Duke and Paul about this exact same thing.
Yeah, he lays it all out for Paul, what's going on, and says, I'm going to make everyone think I suspect your mom, but you're the only person that knows the truth that I really don't.
Right.
Because I think he thinks that he's going to fail, that he's going to die.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't want Lady Jessica to forever think that he died doubting her.
Yes.
So he tells Paul the truth so that Paul can tell her what's going on so she can have some peace of mind.
Right. Yeah. In reading it, it kind of sets us up, but I feel like there's probably going to wind up being a separate, like Duke Leto is going to get killed. Paul will get separated from Lady Jessica and not be able to tell her that. And then she's going to wind up being the primary target for the rest of the group. It's kind of what I'm thinking is probably going to happen. It's a trope that we've seen probably time and time again in the last 20, 30 years. This book's almost 50 years old. So, it was probably one of the early ones to do that. But so far I'm intrigued and I'm ready to see where this is going next. So
Paul is also introduced to the idea that the Freemen suspect that he is, and they use the word Messiah.
The chosen one.
The chosen one.
Yes.
Madib is, as it's been said.
Yes.
Not their word, but.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they called him. It started with M-A.
I don't remember, and I just read it this morning, so.
No, I did too.
Yeah, so,
Well, they had two words.
Yeah, you're looking it up?
Mahdi.
Yes.
Mahdi and Lasan al-Gaib. Gaib?
That was the one I was trying to think of.
Mahdi was the one I was thinking of, because it
was
similar to Madib.
Yeah, so. All right, well, so we'll come back to that next week. We'll see what's going on there. Hopefully we get a little more meat in the next two chapters. So, all right. Well, let's talk Disney. So they are going to, so we've been talking about Black Panther 2 since Chadwick Boseman passed away. We don't know what's going to happen with it, what the plan is. We do know that they have apparently started casting the lead antagonist of the film. And they are now eyeing a July 2021 start date for filming, which would get the movie out basically by 2023. Yeah. You could see it in 20. Well, hold on. Wait, what's their target release date? Is it posted here?
I don't know that they've said, but yeah. I would think it would be 2023 because they have so much backed up now.
Yeah, it's currently slated for May 6, 2022. So
but was that date before or after?
I don't know. Yeah, that's just the date that they currently have. I'm sure it'll probably change, maybe not 2023, but later into 2022.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like that date had been set for a while. So, so we'll see what happens. They have not said what they're going to do about T'Challa, or what they're going to do about Chadwick Boseman, other than they're not doing a digital double, which I think is good. Like, I think that's the most respectful thing you can do.
Which means he's going to die off screen, which sucks, but.
I still maintain they may go.
I'm okay with it in this instance.
Yeah, I think they ought to just recast. I know we've had that conversation before. Because, yeah, there's just way too much with T'Challa to me to just blow aside so that you can, you know, do whatever. But I don't know. We'll keep an eye on it. So the other Disney news. Disney is considering Disney Plus debut for live-action films like Cruella. So they've got two other live-action remakes in the works. Pinocchio, which would be starring Tom Hanks, and then Peter Pan and Wendy. Are supposed to be some of their upcoming live-action remakes. I'm not sure if this is something that they've been planning since the start of since the pandemic's kind of thrown everything off, mm-hmm. or if it's something that they just said, that they've been working on for a while and decided, I think it'd be better off over here. We know that they are trying to boost up their content on the streaming network. What do you make of this news?
I'm torn because on the one hand, the remakes, they're okay. A lot of them aren't great. I mean, I loved Aladdin.
Yeah.
The rest have been kind of,
Sure.
I guess I love Cinderella too, but that was one of the earlier ones. Had a lot of people complain about they're doing too many, but on the other hand, so as a movie fan, I'm like, sure, yeah, put them on Disney Plus, like whatever. But as a theater employee, I know how many people those remakes tend to bring in.
Yeah.
And if this news would have hit pre-pandemic, I would have been like, whatever. But right now I'm like, but when we get past all this shit and we reopen, we're going to need those movies.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks.
Right.
Even the ones that people end up not liking, they still come see it. Like, as much as people complain about Lion King, and me is one of them, I hated the Lion King remake. It did so much business.
Yeah.
All of them have.
Yeah.
No matter how much people complain about them, people will come see them. Families will come see them.
Right.
So we're going to need that money.
Yeah.
In the coming years to kind of get us back to where we were.
Right. I feel like, though, Disney's going to be still putting out enough content outside of those.
Yeah.
Between whatever, Disney, or, you know, Star Wars.
It's not going to be the nail in the coffin, but it is going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah. So, luckily, I do think that we have plenty of movies that are going to be coming out over the next few years that will help with that, regardless of what Disney decides to do with just these three movies.
As long as things like Marvel movies still come out to us, I'm not as worried. And they're still going to put most of their, animated stuff and whatnot.
Right.
So I'm like, Disney still has enough content to put out otherwise in theaters that we'll be all right.
Sure.
It just sucks to lose guaranteed money makers.
Yeah. Yeah, they, we say that. I don't know that Pinocchio or Peter Pan and Wendy would sell quite as well.
That's the other thing. I think all the ones that, all the big remakes, they've probably already come out.
Yeah.
Except maybe Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
That's probably the only one left that I can think of that would be a big deal.
I think Cruella would do pretty well. It's, they've got Emma Stone in it. Everybody still looks at that character as like just one of the icons of villainry. So I think that one probably would have done okay. I don't think any of these though would have done like Lion King numbers or Beauty and the Beast numbers.
No.
But the talent that's attached to it, and even to Pinocchio, because Pinocchio is being directed by Robert Zemeckis, and he's teaming up with Tom Hanks again for the first time since Castaway. I feel like that probably would have done all right, too. Like I said, no billion-dollar breakers here. I think the only one that would have a shot at doing it would be Cruella. So, like I said, to me, it makes sense for them to do it this way just because they've already got the films, not ready to go because they haven't been completely filmed yet. I think Cruella is the only one ready for release. But they need content on their streaming service too.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to do it the way they're doing it. I would personally rather have the big animated stuff and the more original projects hit the big screen and see what comes of those. So it sucks because, you're right, we're losing guaranteed money makers at the same time. I'm going, it's not that
not big as not as big as they would have been. No, right. As the ones we've already had, yeah.
Right, and like I said, there's still plenty of other options coming from Disney, just out of Marvel, from, like I said, their animated stuff as well. They still have Star Wars, which they're sitting on, so if they have something in the works theatrically for that, that will do well for us. Yeah, this sucks, but it doesn't suck nearly as bad as we might initially think. So.
And I'll admit, I'm still salty to cast someone else as Captain Hook besides Colin O'Donoghue.
I know. At least you're honest about it.
I mean, my shirt, I'm wearing him on my shirt at the moment.
He is, so I can vouch. So, all right. Well, the last big piece of news that we have to discuss, and it's, we were going to talk about it anyway. I wish we could have gotten this episode done sooner because it is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And everybody's been wanting to know, guys, what do you think? Like, what hot take do you have for this? So let's just get into the story. Wonder Woman 1984, which has been slated for a Christmas Day release in theaters, is still getting that Christmas Day release in theaters.
But
however, it will also be going to HBO Max on a day and date situation, which, as we've discussed before on the show, is not ideal for the theater industry.
No.
So let's just kind of go into it. So after recent rumors swirled that the studio may be exploring a streaming debut for the highly anticipated DC Extended Universe sequel, it's been revealed that Warner Brothers is officially setting Wonder Woman 84 for a simultaneous theatrical and HBO Max release this year. This is a... Guys, come on. Always in the most important part of the show. Get out of here. Fuck off. All right. We appreciate how patient audiences have been, and given the great anticipation around Wonder Woman 1984, we are grateful to be able to make this terrifically entertaining movie widely available in these challenging times, said Toby Emmerich, chairman of Warner Brothers Pictures Group. So, with approximately 50% of the theaters in the U.S. still out of operation due to the global pandemic, most notably major markets, New York and L.A., the studio elected to not solely rely on the box office numbers to recoup their $200 million after Christopher Nolan's Tenet failed to break even and will reportedly lose the studio millions of dollars. Shocker. So Wonder Woman 84 is still set to debut in the U.S. On Christmas Day on HBO Max for a month. So you will have 30 days from Christmas to watch it on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. And that's at no extra charge. So they're actually taking a different approach than what Disney did with Mulan. What this says to me is they're banking on you probably going ahead and doing that free trial that week and watching Wonder Woman 84. And then maybe if they're still doing free trials, I'm not sure, but then going ahead and paying the $15 for their streaming service and watching on that. Mm-hmm. I can't say I blame them at this point. Personally, I'm not thrilled about the decision. But I said a long while back, this is where we're headed because we're not going to have a choice. Sadly, for the theater industry, we're being held over a barrel.
I saw some people bringing up that when Universal said they were going to do this with Trolls back in the spring, that theaters were boycotting and saying they weren't going to show it. But the industry is in a completely different place than it was back then.
Yeah.
Them saying they weren't going to show it ended up not meaning anything anyway because all the theaters were shut down.
Right.
And at that time we thought it was going to be a temporary thing. Like when we shut down in March, it was technically a 2-week thing. Now we all thought knew it was going to be longer than 2 weeks, but we were thinking 6 to 8 weeks and then we'd be kind of back to normal.
Yeah.
weren't we so optimistic back then?
Right.
So then we weren't worried about the whole industry collapsing. We were just like, okay, we're going to lose a little bit of money for a time, but hold on to these. We need these. We're going to come back. Well, now we're getting to the point where it's like, okay, we're hurting badly. Yeah. So if the choice is accept that it's going to go to both places at once and make at least some money off of it, because it's Wonder Woman.
There's
going to be people that want to see it in theaters no matter what and feel comfortable going to theaters to see it.
Yes.
And so we will still make money. And there's going to be people that go see it in a theater, love it, and then go home and watch it on HBO the next day because they want to watch it again instead of going multiple trips to the theater. But there's people that either the theaters aren't open where they're at all, anywhere, or they're high risk, or they're just not comfortable going to theaters, that will watch it at home completely.
Yeah. So
if we boycott it, we get no money.
Yeah.
Versus if we just accept it, we make something.
Yeah.
And hope that it's enough to hold us over.
Right.
My thing is, I don't want this to be a permanent thing forever.
Yeah.
This needs to be a special circumstance thing. Like the world is crappy right now. We'll do this for a bit until things go somewhat back to normal, even if that takes a year or two.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to a traditional theatrical window.
Yeah.
But if this is the way it's got to be for a bit, we don't want it. We don't like it, but we accept it.
Yeah.
Because at least we make something.
I've sat here and toiled over and
like the option is they push it completely.
Yeah. Later. And then we have nothing over Christmas.
And then we have nothing over Christmas.
Yeah.
Which traditionally, some people might not know, Christmas is traditionally our busiest day of the year.
Yeah. So Christmas and Thanksgiving are two. And of course, this week we don't have anything except for the Croods, which if it's showing near you and you need something to take the kids to, I'm sure that'll be a good family film to get out and see. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't watch the first one. So anyway, but yeah, like I said, I felt like this is where we've been headed all year to finally get to that point.
The longer it drags out, the more inevitable it became.
And who knows? This could work out. I mean, obviously, I think it's going to work out to everybody's benefit. That's why they're doing it. Warner Brothers is doing something to help us out by saying, we want you to have the movie, but we need to release it at the same time this way so everybody can see it. And, you know, trying to maintain that. At the same time, Warner Brothers, you know, HBO, Time Warner, they get to hopefully boost their numbers for HBO Max and seeing just how they're going to find out it's not going to be very cost effective to do things like this. Make a $200 million movie and then just throw it to streaming. You can only do that once every so often unless you are constantly getting new subscribers, which eventually are finite and you'll run out at some point. At least until the next kid turns 18 and can afford an account. But it sucks, but you know, like we said, we're going to have it. At least we're going to have something new and big to watch in theaters. I know we're going to screen it in theaters because we're going to, that's just been the way it's been for years and years. And honestly, this is the only way I want to see the movie the first time. A second or third viewing, I can watch it at home. But that first time, I want to experience it on the big screen. So this is what I plead for our listeners to do. If you live in an area that has movie theaters open that will be getting Wonder Woman 1984, and you want to help support the theaters, and you feel safe and confident in your theater and keeping things clean and keeping you guys safe, by all means, go see it in theaters. Support the movie theater. Don't just buy a ticket. Make sure you get concessions, get popcorn. Do the whole thing. It's Christmas Day. I know you guys will have gift cards. Like, just go and use them for Wonder Woman 84. Go see it in theaters. And like I said, help your theater out. Buy stuff from them. If you're looking for holiday gift ideas, buy gift cards from your local movie theater. Help them out. And not just the big ones, not just the AMCs, the Regals, the Cinemarks, but the small theaters too, especially the independent ones. Because they're the ones that are really going to need the help this year.
Yeah, for sure.
We're all sitting there biting at the bit, but like the big chains will be okay at some point. The little guys, the ones that are run by Joe Schmo down the road, they're the ones that need help. So go help them out. If you aren't feeling like you can go to a theater, or you're in an area that your theaters are shut down and you can't watch it, then by all means, watch it on HBO Max. They're not charging you any extra for it. You can sign up for it, all that. I'm not going to sit there and say, go get HBO Max just because blah, blah, blah. I'm not making any money to tell you that. But if you're in a spot where you can't watch the movie for the first time and you really, really want to see it, see it. At the very least, you're not being, you'll have only 30 days to watch it on HBO Max. So one, two, it's not being, you're not being charged any extra to watch it during those 30 days either. This is the opposite of Disney and their let's sell it for $30, you know, for a one-time rental until it's time to go on Disney Plus, which, by the way, counting down about 3 weeks until we do that review. But yeah, they're not trying to get any extra money out of you. They just want you to subscribe to HBO Max. So either way, if you can find ways to support your theater, even if it's just buying a gift card to use on a rainy day whenever we're all back open and whatever,
yep,
we appreciate it. You know, if your theater's open and you just want like a good bag of popcorn, you want that movie theater butter, go in and buy it. You can do all that. Like,
yeah,
we're not going to say no. That's going to help us far more than it would to just buy a ticket.
Sure.
So that being said, Wonder Woman 84 out Christmas Day, both in theaters and HBO Max. That's where you can check it out. All right. So last bit for the day, I posted a poll about this because I have a fun story that goes along with it. And I asked you guys, and you all voted and said, hold on, I gotta go back and find it. Where did my poll go? There we go. All right, so I asked you guys, you're checking out and the clerk at the cashier misses one of your items. You're already out the door. Do you go back and pay for it, or do you enjoy your freebie and move on about your day? 61% of you are like me and just go, yeah, I got the freebie, whatever. So we're all bad people. The 39% of you that would go back and pay for it, good on you. But there's, as Misfits and Mysteries podcast put it, stealing is wrong, but there's a global pandemic, so why risk exposure? Or maybe I'm just telling myself that. An unpaid programming podcast said, I probably wouldn't notice if the checker missed an item, to tell you the truth. So,
that's me. I would not notice.
Yeah. So I noticed, but only because I didn't get a receipt. So Crystal and I went to go pick up stuff last Monday to make chili. We just needed a few items. And I said, you know what? I haven't made a chili with a beer in a while. Let's get a 6-pack of beer and throw it in there. So we're checking out.
But you still haven't told me what you thought about that, because I think I was the one that told you. My mom always put a can of beer in chili.
And it's not something I hadn't heard of. It's just something I hadn't done in a while.
That's how we always had chili.
Yeah. So we didn't always do that. So anyway, so we grabbed a 6-pack of a good craft beer. It costs about $9. I'm not going to go into any further details because I don't need to be incriminated by my local grocery store. Anyway, set it on the counter. Put all of our other stuff up there. The kid scans everything in, or so I thought. And I'm not really paying a whole lot of attention. Crystal's paying for everything. And the dude says, all right, your total's like 13-something. And I'm just like, that seems low. That seems really low. But whatever. So then we grab our stuff. I grab the 6-pack off the counter and we walk out. As we're walking out, Crystal goes, did we pay for that beer? And I go, I don't think we did. Did you get the receipt? And she goes, no, because I didn't think we paid for it. And I just wanted to go ahead and get it out of there. And I'm like, I'm not even mad. So going back to my high school days, I took a 6-pack of beer, not intentionally. I want to say that right now. It wasn't completely intentional. Once I got past the, that's really cheap, but I'm going to go with it because who doesn't like a lower number than a higher number when it comes to actually giving away money?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I got a 6-pack of craft beer for free because of, you know, the house mistake. Anyway, I had to tell that story because I need to know if I'm just a terrible person. But luckily, 61% of you guys are just as bad as I am. So thank you for vindicating me. Trisha, I feel like you have something smart-ass that you need to say.
No, I just wouldn't have noticed. Yeah. Well, we had this discussion the other night. I was like, once you're out of the building, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going back in just for that. If I'm still in the building and I realize it, that's different.
Yeah.
But once I'm out into the parking lot, like loading up my stuff, I'm not going back in.
Yeah. Yeah. We got out, and that's when, like, out the door and like halfway back to the car, and that's when she said that. And I went, I don't think we did. So just keep moving and keep your mouth shut. Like, cause I'm not going back. And like they said, there's a pandemic going on. Why risk the extra exposure?
I mean, it's not like you guys did it on purpose. It was an accident.
No, we never do. Well, I never do. I can't speak for Crystal. She's our house klepto. So anyway, but yeah, well, that's going to do it for us this week. Trisha, did you have anything you wanted to add to the show before we got out of here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Don't forget, you guys can get your brand new My Drunk Movie Theater merchandise over at teespring.com/stores/MDMT. We've got t-shirts, we've got hoodies, we've got masks, we've got little hoodies for your dog. Like, we've got it all. We've even got stickers that you can slap on your truck and let everybody know, I like listening to this show. Feel free, get something for the manager in your life, not just the movie theater managers, but regular managers too, anybody that can kind of relate to what we're saying. Definitely go check it out. Again, it's teespring.com/store/MDMT. And one of these days I'm going to get a shorter link to share with everybody. Feel free to follow us on Facebook at mydrunkmovietheater.com. We just dropped the new episodes there. Maybe occasionally I'll post something, but not very often. If you really want to interact with us, @drunk_theater on Twitter. That's the best place to reach us. That's the best place to go. All right. So that's going to do it for us this week. For all of us here at My Drunk Movie Theater, I'm Kyle Sutton.
I'm Trisha Campbell.
And be nice to your damn movie staff.